Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Capital Irish here on Wellington Access Radio. I'm Andy Linton, and I'll be chatting and playing some music for you. And as always, thanks to our sponsors and our wonderful technical staff to, who make all this happen for us. Marion's in the recording booth. No, I'm in the recording booth, and she's in this on the controls. But yeah, and she's making it all happen tonight. Our program tonight's also available as a podcast on https://podcast. You know the thing anyway, podcast@capitalirish.nz. And I'm really pleased to say that it's now been a year since we've been doing this. I think we've notched up 52 episodes, and hopefully some of you are finding this useful. Tell your friends who can't listen at midday on a Sunday to this, and of course you can let people who don't live in Wellington and aren't on a range of the Access Radio transmitters have a listen. Since my last program back in February, we've certainly seen some changes in the COVID situation. Back then we were right at the start of the Omicron outbreak, and now we sort of seem to be past the peak. We've moved from the red traffic light setting this week to the orange one. And that seems to be a positive step. We're all probably aware of friends and our family here in New Zealand who've had COVID. And while for many that hasn't been too bad, you know, for some people they haven't had a good outcome at all. The people have died quite a number now since that happened. And of course, there's people who have long COVID and those unpleasant sort of side effects and symptoms that they're going to be stuck with for a while, I think. So I think in some ways we're like the rest of the world now, we're learning to live with this pretty nasty disease. I went this week to get my flu jab, and I'm anticipating each year in future I'll be doing that and also getting my COVID jab as well. I'll be doing that, I think, because this week I've read somewhere that those who are unvaccinated are something like 68 times more likely to die if they catch COVID than those who haven't had the three shots that we've all been offered. It seems like pretty much a no-brainer to me. I hope you're all jabbed up and ready to face this thing if and when you get it. And I think it's probably a case of when. So mostly music tonight. I had hoped to have a guest in, but that isn't going to happen because they've had COVID in their house and he can't be here. So I'll talk a little bit more about that later. My first sort of item here, I spotted RTE have a great program that you can listen into via their podcast stuff and so on called The Rolling Wave, a great program for trad music, and it's always worth a listen. Back in 2020, The Rolling Wave did a piece of work to help musicians who were sort of locked up and who weren't getting gigs and all that sort of stuff, and, you know, just for sanity as well. And they ran a program in conjunction with the Irish Traditional Music Archive to get people to write some music in the traditional sort of style. And I think the only constraints were it had to be trad style and no longer than 5 minutes. And it could be jigs and reels, or it could be a slow air, but it had to sort of fit in that sort of bracket. And they called that program was called Fuishiv, sort of relief. And they had a good response to that and had a number of people compose music. And they had such a good response to it that they've run it again this year. And just this week, they've announced the results or the outcome of the project for this year. And there's 10 sort of traditional musicians have put a piece in, and you can actually find the recordings for that via the RTE site or via the ITMA site. We'll post a link to the RTE article on this. And I've got a couple of the tracks for, from that that program. And the first one we're going to have just now is one from a guy called Fintan Vallely with Creveen Vallely. Fintan, well, the Vallelys are a big family in Armagh, and there's a thing called the Armagh Pipers Club, and that whole family have been instrumental, pardon the pun, in promoting pipe music and trad music in County Armagh and in Northern Ireland and or elsewhere. So this first one is called, the first two tunes, one's called the Cocoonery and one called The Chateau. And I note that Fintan had some notes about The Cocoonery, which was, he wasn't very pleased with the idea that people were asked to cocoon and that the rest of people were not going to look after themselves and each other. So he wrote this these couple of tunes, and we'll have a listen to them, and then we'll go on to the next bit. Okay, so that's our first piece of music, the Cocoonery and the Chateau from Fintan and Creveen Vallely. So those are brand new, you know, tunes very much in the traditional style, but brand new tunes. So it's nice to hear something like that coming up. One of the other things that's been changing, of course, with the us being going through the Omicron variant and so on is that things are opening up for us. The borders with Australia have now opened up again, and things are moving so that people can move back and forwards from New Zealand, especially citizens and so on, without having to worry about going into MIQ and so on. And like many of you, I was pretty happy to be here because I thought it was pretty safe. But I also, like many others, was keen to go back and see family and friends and sort of deal with family stuff that has happened over the last couple of years and so on. So early next month, I'm heading off to London to see my sister, Lizzie, and then I'm off on a sort of grand tour around England, Scotland, Ireland, to see friends and family. And I've even got a couple of weeks in France planned, which is sort of going to be pretty nice to be in July in the south of France. And I'll be thinking of you all while I'm there, but probably not very much, you know. So one of the things we're going to do with my sister is go over to Northern Ireland. And we're actually taking an old friend of ours with us who's from Cork. And Michael turned 70 this year, and we're going over for his birthday. And he's a Cork man who's never been to Northern Ireland, so we're going to go and show him how much he's been missing all these years. I think he'd probably be happier to go now than he would have been 30, 40 years ago, but then that's another story. So when I get back to see my sister, one of the things I'll do is find out a good excuse to play this next track, and the two of us will dance around our living room and have a bit of fun. So here we go.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. Blood will spill, and if the boys want to fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
So I didn't introduce that, but I suspect most of you will have a good idea who that was and what the song was. Thin Lizzy with The Boys Are Back in Town. Next month, just about the same time as I leave, actually early in May, they're having the elections in Northern Ireland for the local assembly. And the indicators are that for the first time, probably, I think, yeah, definitely the first time ever, that the largest single party may well be Sinn Féin. And that raises the prospect of them being in the position to appoint the first minister. And so that's a big reversal in politics in Northern Ireland. But of course, the caveat is that they can only get the first minister in place if the second largest party, which is likely to be the DUP, can bite their tongues or, you know, just breathe in and go, okay, so the world won't end if Sinn Féin are the first minister and we'll nominate a deputy first minister. I have my doubts that they'll do that, and we may end up with direct rule from Westminster again, but that would be kind of sad, because really the answer, people need to start talking to each other and living together with each other. It also looks like there's going to be some growth and support for the more moderate parties like the Alliance, who are sort of non-aligned as unionist or nationalist. But it's definitely not all harmony and kumbaya over there just yet, you know. So I thought this next track, just the name of it was sort of kind of fitting a little bit. So there's a guy called Cormac Begley who was here a couple of years ago with one of the big dance show that was at the Festival of the Arts, and he plays concertinas, and this is him playing a track called To War. Hopefully that's not what's going to happen after the elections. But anyway, there's a great piece which he recorded in St. Patrick's Cathedral, and you have a listen to this. Now, I said earlier I'd hoped to have a guest on the programme who's a fine tenor banjo player called Richard Tate. Get him a yarn, have a bit of a yarn with him, get him to play some tunes. But in the end, I didn't ask him because they've had COVID in their house, and so it wasn't going to happen. So maybe another time we'll try and get him in. Richard's going to be the banjo tutor at Ceolan As down in Nelson at Queen's Birthday Weekend, and we've talked about this event before. It's based on the many summer schools they have in Ireland, and it's a great event for trad players and those who like to listen. So we'll post a link to that one as well. And I've got a couple of short tunes of Richard playing the banjo. You know, there's about a minute of one, about a couple of minutes of each, one of each, minute of one, minute of the other one. So we'll just play these and have a listen to these, and I think you'll agree he's a good player and it's nice. So Richard Tate with two tunes, one called, I've forgotten, Unbuckled Rider, and the second one's called The Galtee. So hopefully we'll get Richard in to play some of those live for us in a few months. So we're coming to the end of our programme. It all just seems to zoom past it. And as I said, I'm going away on a trip, so I'll be off the airwaves for maybe the next 2 or 3 months. And maybe I'll have some stories for you when I get back, if they can bear repeating, you know. Once again, thanks to our sponsors and Marion for sorting out the tech support. I went to a funeral this week of a friend, and this song was played at the end of the service. So this one's for Callum. It's for the rest of you too, of course, but it's the great Rory Gallagher playing A Million Miles Away. And we'll go out with this one, and hopefully I'll see you all soon, and enjoy the music. We'll be right back.
been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.